Sport on RTE Radio 1.
And Darren Frehill joins us. And Darren, there's a nice picture on the back of the Independent of Athlone Town's hat-trick hero, Kelly Brady, celebrating with the trophy after winning the Women's FAI Cup final against Bohemians yesterday. That's where you're starting this morning.
Yeah, some great scenes, Justin. Athlone Town, and of course, this Extra.ie, or Sports Direct, changed sponsors this year. It's the Sports Direct FAI Cup going to Athlone, winning the double, Justin. And they had a lot of work to do. But many people had kind of written Bohemians off, but Bo's got a really good start in this game. Athlone had to come from behind and went 3-1 up then, but Bo's got a goal back. And Kelly Brady, the toast of the Midlands at the minute, from the States, and scored a hat-trick, and something that wasn't in her wildest dreams when she spoke with Adrian Eames after the game.
Could not be prouder of my team. We, you know, we talked about it since winning the league, doing the double. You know, we had the chance to make history. So proud. We went out there, gave our 150%, and now we finally did it. So a lot to be proud of. Now we can take a breath and celebrate and, you know, go out in the town tonight.
Did you ever dream of scoring a hat-trick in a cup final?
Oh my gosh, you know, no, you know, I'd be happy to get one, you know, as long as my team, you know, goes out there, gives our 150%, I'd be happy with one, you know, if I can just to get the chance to score a goal in a cup final on this field in front of thousands of fans. I mean, it's a dream. I got some good sleep last night, so I don't know if I dreamed about it, though.
Super stuff there. Well done to Kelly and all her teammates. What a year they have had at Athlone Town. In the Premier League, Manchester United beat Liverpool by 2-1 at Anfield. What a game this was. Brian Mbeumo gave United the lead after 63 seconds, but Cody Gakpo then equalised with 12 minutes left, only for Harry Maguire to head in the winner 6 minutes from the end of normal time. So it's United's first win at Anfield since 2016, and the first time that they've won games in back-to-back under Ruben Amorim, the United coach. It's really hard to believe.
I'm always saying the same thing. If we show the spirit that we show today, every day in training, in games, I think we are going to win so many games. But for that, we need to take action, not speak about that, not always bringing the last year or no. Good day today. Let's focus on Brighton and we'll see after Brighton.
Yeah, Liverpool, a bit of a disastrous run at the minute. 4 consecutive defeats in all competitions. We'll hear from their manager a little bit later on. Aston Villa came from behind to beat Tottenham 2-1. Spurs have really struggled at their new ground. 3 league wins from 18 home matches. That is a fairly dreadful record for them. In Scotland, Dundee pulled off a famous 2-0 win against Celtic. Celtic remained 5 points off the leaders' Hearts, but what a win that is for Dundee, winning their at home for the first time against Celtic since 1988, 37 years ago. In the club championship, Sarsfields have been crowned the Cork hurling champions in Limerick. Na Piercy edged out Doon after extra time. Kilcormac Colahy made it 3 in a row in Offaly. Clock Ballinacollock, they secured the Laois title. St John's Antrim winners for the first time in 52 years. The Meath and Westmeath finals ended in a draw. Easky claimed the Sligo hurling title. But let's check in with Sars and their captain, Conor O'Sullivan, who guided them to the Premier Hurling League title. He collected a 6th winner's medal yesterday, and he spoke about how proud he was to captain his club to county glory when Pádraig Láidre caught up with him after.
Oh, unbelievable. Like, I know it's kind of cliche and it's the same as every boy over and across Ireland, but Sars, it's just, it's been the one thing that's been in my life, part of my family since I was 4 or 5 years of age. It means so much to me having days like these, especially when you've had tough days on and off the field. It's just, it means so much, and you can see it from inside as well. Like, it's just, everyone's just so happy. Like,
for you, Conor, what sort of impact has the club made on your life?
Absolutely, it means so much to me, and I say it to anyone who listens, like, to any boy and girl out there who wants to play, days like this are great, but it's the Tuesday and Thursday with your best friends, they're the days that mean so much. I remember Pat Ryan was over us before, he said, what you do with your club, it'll make you a better father, a better husband, a better brother, a better son, a better employee in work. It gives way more than you get from it. So just whatever, like, everyone just squeeze the most out of what you can get with your club.
There you go. Strong stuff from Conor O'Sullivan, and good advice as well. In football, a tie ended Naas's bid for a 5 in a row with a 2-point win. Stay tuned to this programme, because later we're going to be tuning in to the Athy victory speech. It's getting plenty of traction online. The Mayo final ended in a draw. Newbridge claimed the Derry crown. Kilcoo met it 7-0 and down. Leitrim Gales claimed their first ever Leitrim title. O'Loughlin won the Carlow County final by a point with the last kick of the game against Rathvilly. North London Shamrocks retained the London Championship. Tommy Fleetwood won the DP World Tour India Championship in Delhi. Shane Lowry tied for third. Rory McIlroy was back in a tie for 26th. Leona Maguire finished in a share of 56th at the BMW Ladies Championship. Jordan Brown gave the home crowd something to cheer in round one of the Northern Ireland Open. He whitewashed the world champion Zhao Jingtong. In motorsport, Max Verstappen won the US Grand Prix. The Spanish rider Benet Fernandez claimed the World Supersport 300 Championship for the Cork-based team Team number 109. They're the first Irish motorcycle team to win a world championship title. And finally, some history made in Irish eventing yesterday as Ian Castles won a silver and bronze medal at the prestigious world championship meet in France.
Congratulations to him. Darren, thank you very much. It's just after 22:08.